Well, if you're talking about the energy of money, money's an energy. Okay, it's not real. Something we all decided to agree on it as a form of exchange. But it's not really in and of itself logically real. So if I buy something from you for a dollar and you buy something from somebody else for a dollar and you buy something from the person behind you for a dollar, $1 just had $4 of value, right? It's just an energy form we've all agreed to utilize. And the value of a dollar in America is different than the value of that same dollar bill in a different country, right? So it's a concept, it's a representation of energy. All energy in this existence, in this dimension, ebbs and flows, always. And so the easier you get at with the ebbing, the better you get at the flow. It's never just all or nothing. And so no matter what income level you're at or have been born into, there is an ebb and flow. And the interesting thing is, the better you get at it going out, the better you get at it coming in. And most of us think it's the other way around. Right? And then if you're going into a big business venture, you might really want to check what your values are. Because if you don't want to work with people who don't have high integrity, then you don't want to play in that arena. And scalpers are ripping off legitimate businesses. And so that...
You don't want to play in that arena of...
of dishonesty. If you want to create a life of abundance in a viable business, it is much easier if you have a high level of integrity, meaning that you would attract to you employees, customers with high levels of integrity. Integrity is not really big in our culture. The character ethic is not big here. But for what you want, you might want to reconsider that. Okay? And again, not in judgment, not in reprimand. You know, if you don't feel that there's no issue of integrity with that, that's fine. That doesn't matter. You can't get it wrong. But you might really say, what is the gift? What am I not thinking about that would benefit me later? You know, it's interesting. You want to play big, then you need to know, am I honest? Or is that have a little softness on the edge? Right? Am I honest with everybody? Am I honest with myself? Am I honest in buying somebody a ticket and then expecting them to thank me? Did you tell her, hey, I'm going to buy the ticket, but you need to be really thankful? So I think there's a piece about honesty for you that you really want to crank up. Because, and not just because you're a lawyer. But because you have really big intention. And I perceive you as very integrous. You know, but it's just what level do you want to play at? Because the bigger you play, a very small amount of dishonesty will cost you a lot. Especially in our culture today. You notice that people cannot get away with things that they used to. As a society, and with all our technology, we don't allow it. So that could be a piece. You might want to look at that. And that's all about that self-focus. Am I showing up in everything I say, everything I do, in the absolute best version of me? Not by anybody else's opinion, but by your opinion.
Just for clarification, so when you're talking about this honesty piece, you're referring, at least in this example, to this, specifically to my going to a scalper to get tickets, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. You know, the interesting thing about it is it didn't even occur to me at that time as something is honest or dishonest. I mean, I found I can be responsible for just getting totally caught up in like, oh my God, we're not going to be able to see the show. And I flew all the way to New York just to see the show. You know what I mean? I was like panicking because like suddenly it's like, there are no tickets available. And like suddenly there's this chaos that I allowed myself to get swept up into. Like, I'm not going to get a ticket and I've got to get a ticket. So just saying like I'm not.
So it could, and if it's not about honesty, then it's about planning ahead.
Yeah.
There's something
yeah.
there for you.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, I'm just.
So you mean if in a different arena, you wouldn't recommend people go to scalpers?
Yeah.
You know, if my kids went to scalpers, I'd say, well, then be sure you can lose that money.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and if I'm going to buy a technology thing, I'm not going to buy it off the back of a truck. Right? Because it's a risk. It's a gamble.
Right.
But if you're happy gambling, be happy gambling. Don't make it, you know, wrong or guilt-ridden. But again, always come back to it's not punishment. What's the gift here for me for where I'm going?
Yeah.
For where I'm going. Were you going to say something?
talked about vibration, and he was just talking about how panicked he was.
He got into that fear.
His predator prey.
Yeah.
The shark found him.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
Because of his vibration.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I see that.
And so, Anuj, for, you know, how big you want to play in life, personally, and through business, and the contribution you desire to give the planet, and all the work that you've done. Guys, remember, well, Anuj wasn't here in the very beginning. He has another commitment on Thursdays. Remember what I said. Whatever you put out bounces back lightning fast now. And the higher level you play at, when you start taking more responsibility for your co-creation of your experience, even quicker. It's even quicker. But the way to utilize that and benefit is to say, it's only an invitation for what new level can I play. Isn't that nice? No reprimand, no criticism, no guilt. It's only an invitation. What could I do that would feel better? And actually, Anuj did it. He gave a beautiful example of a positive reaction. He went and bought new tickets. He could have been so victimized, the whole evening was ruined. He decided, I'm going to look at the money differently. He took advice from his sister, which is hard to do when you've just been, you know, sucker punched. Right? He did so much right action that his sister is absolutely correct. If you can show up in a reality you don't like and still be the one choosing a positive response, overall, your life is going to balance more in a favorable, better experience than a negative one. That's it.
Now, I will say for the record, that was the best of all three concerts that I saw.
Oh, well, there you go. That's your ability to shift. Yeah. Shift and come back into center, which is so powerful, right?
Yeah, well, at the time.
But guys, there is no work, there's no magic bullet, there is no state of enlightenment in human form that means reality is going to be everything you want it to be. So the sooner you let that go and you quit making it about changing reality or having the perfect experience here, the more fun you're going to have being you. People you love are going to die, bad things are going to happen. You're going to get old and wrinkled, you're going to age, sometimes you're going to be hungry, sometimes you're going to be tired, sometimes you're going to be enthusiastic. It's the whole thing here. The only control you ever have is how you experience yourself in the changing realities. That's it. And you'll notice in this story, Anuj didn't make himself wrong. He didn't make anybody else wrong. His little stickiness on the cousin not being very appreciative.
And that was kind of the theme through the weekend. She's a friend, and, like I said, it's an opinion.
Yeah.
So she could be more grateful and more considerate.
Which has been a running theme lately for your family.
Sure.
So that you want to look at. Does that belief really serve you?
Mm-hmm. Obviously not. It's not because you feel good.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that. There you go. Perfect example. Well, okay, I'm going to have to think, I'm going to reframe this or think a different thought or act a different way.
Right.
Right?
Well, couldn't it be also that you need to let that person know? I mean, if they're, you know, that you'd like them to, well, you said earlier that you could tell
them
that
you
want them to be more thankful.
If you have that relationship.
Yeah.
But if you really want to play, and also I know Anuj, so I know the level he's playing at. If you believe that people are not expressing appreciation to you appropriately, then you're hanging out with the wrong people, or you're not expressing appreciation in a way that you could be. The rule is you always get what you give, always. And so you've either outgrown a certain frequency with certain people, and you want to play with different people, or you want to crank it up personally. But can you create in other people's realities? No. Can you have influence over other people? Yes, but that's by their choice if they want to match. But if there's a running theme, you really want to look at, what beliefs do I have? Because this doesn't feel good to me.
What you just said is very freeing, because about this person, you know, her name's Amy. We've been friends for a lot of years, but I kind of was like, I just don't really enjoy traveling with her. Doing things with her, and I was kind of making myself wrong, thinking of maybe I was being judgmental, whatever. But what you just said is right. I mean, sometimes the frequencies just don't match, and maybe it's just not the right person to hang out with. I mean, I can know, and there's plenty of things I know I can improve. It's nothing like that. But on that particular thing, I feel like there was a lot of scarcity energy, a lot of fear energy.
Yeah, and so we have this funny belief that we have an obligation and a responsibility for things to stay the same, and that is fighting reality. Because they don't. Our babies grow up and leave.
Yes. Speaking of our baby who grew up and left. And so sometimes I'm not feeling like she's appreciating, like, her tuition getting paid for. Mm. Or the care package that I really thought out and sent her. And then like a week later, I'm like, did you get it? She's like, yeah. So obviously, and then she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. It was awesome. Thank you. You know, that. But obviously I don't want to outgrow my daughter. So in, I took it as, how do I need to make her feel like really appreciated, and it is a
it's a little bit bigger than that.
Okay,
so
good.
So when you when you say I need my kid to appreciate tuition payments or what I'm giving them, really, is that what you told her? Hey, I'll pay for your college, but you better be freaking grateful the rest of your life.
Hell no.
Right?
Yeah.
You haven't questioned that.
No.
And so what you could flip it completely
okay.
to what's my business. Man, I love that I am paying for college. It is an honor and a privilege. I get to do this for my kid. I'm the most rockin' mom I know. It is so hard to make these payments. And yet, I've chosen it. I'm
right.
in my business. I chose it. I didn't have to send my kid to school. She didn't have to agree. She could have eloped or ran off or got on a different path, or she could have got her own scholarships. But I'm the one who wants to be the mom and know about me as a mom that I'm paying for this. If that was your frequency at 110%, your daughter would be thanking you all the time. But you're in an old frequency, it's not even yours. How many people do you know who say who speak that way about college tuition?
Can I ask a question? Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in that frequency, you're putting yourself in the place of, I'm glad, I'm grateful, oh my God, I get to do this. So you're already in a place of gratitude for your own ability and self.
My business.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that frequency is feeling of good, wonderful feeling that your own business becomes aware of, oh wow, I get to do this.
And the only way you can align fully to that
mm-hmm.
is by questioning what's your motive.
Well, and so I have so shifted about the whole, like, I'm privileged that my daughter's going to private school and that I get to take care of that. It was just, I sent her two care packages. And I realized, like, at midnight that I got so mad about it. And I was thinking it through and whatever. And I did shift my thoughts about it. And in the morning, I got all these, like, thank you for this and, oh, I need that.
And that shows you. It's the energy you put out.
Right.
And so it's an invitation to say, hey, you're holding a belief pattern that doesn't fit. Right? Your feelings, guys, your response to a circumstance, that your circumstance doesn't make you. It shows you who you are right then.